Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In times of difficulty and trial, it can be easy to feel overwhelmed and alone. We may feel as though we have nowhere to turn or that our problems are too big to handle on our own. However, as believers, we have access to a powerful and loving God who is always with us and ready to help us through life's challenges. In this devotional, we will explore the importance of turning to God in times of trial and how we can find strength, hope, and comfort in His presence. We will look to the Bible for guidance and inspiration and reflect on the ways that we can deepen our faith and trust in God. The topic is, who do you turn to? Our Bible text is from Psalm chapter 46 verse 1.
Psalm chapter 46 verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Who do you turn to when life gets tough? When you face challenges that seem insurmountable, or when you feel overwhelmed by the weight of the world, who do you lean on? It's easy to turn to friends or family for support, but what if they're not there for you? What if they don't have the answers you need? What if they're going through their own struggles? The truth is, there is only one person we can always turn to, one who is always there for us, one who has the answers we seek. That person is God. In times of trial and tribulation, we must remember to turn to Him and seek His guidance and comfort. The Bible tells us in Psalm chapter 46 verse 1 that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He is always there for us, ready to comfort us and guide us through life's challenges. We can trust in Him and take comfort in the fact that He will never leave us nor forsake us. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. When we turn to God, we find peace that surpasses all understanding. Philippians chapter 4 verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." We also find rest for our souls, Matthew chapter 11 verses 28 to 30. We find hope that gives us the strength to endure. But why is it so important to turn to God? Why can't we just rely on our own strength and abilities? The truth is, we are not capable of handling everything on our own. We were never meant to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. We were created to depend on God and find our strength in Him. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." When we trust in God and acknowledge Him in all areas of our lives, we allow Him to guide us and direct us down the path He has planned for us. This doesn't mean that we won't face challenges or difficulties. In fact, the Bible tells us that we will face trials of many kinds, in James chapter 1 verses 2 to 4. But when we turn to God and rely on His strength, we can face these trials with confidence and courage. We know that He is with us, and that He will never leave us or forsake us. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." When we feel afraid or overwhelmed, we can turn to God and find the strength we need to face our fears and overcome our challenges. The Bible is full of examples of people who turned to God in times of trial and found strength and comfort in Him. One of these examples is King David. Throughout his life, David faced many challenges and difficulties. He was hunted by King Saul, he faced battles with his enemies, and he even had to flee Jerusalem when his own son tried to overthrow him. But through it all, David turned to God and found strength and comfort in Him. In Psalm chapter 23, David writes, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me." Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. David knew that even in the darkest and most difficult times, God was with him. He trusted in God's guidance and provision, and he found comfort in God's presence. Another example of someone who turned to God in times of trial is Job. Job was a man who had everything, wealth, health, and a large family. But in a short period of time, he lost everything. He lost his wealth, his health, and all of his children. Despite all of this, Job did not turn away from God. Instead, he turned to God and cried out to him in his pain and anguish. In Job chapter 1 verses 20 to 22, we read, "Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshipped. And he said, 'Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.'" In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong. Job's faith in God did not waver, even in the midst of his suffering. He recognized that everything he had came from God, and he trusted in God's sovereignty and wisdom. These examples show us that we too can turn to God in times of trial and find strength and comfort in Him. But how do we turn to God? What does it look like to seek His guidance and comfort? First and foremost, we must pray. Prayer is simply talking to God, sharing our hearts with Him, and asking for His guidance and provision. In Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 to 7, we read, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." When we pray, we invite God into our lives and into our situations. We allow Him to work in us and through us, and we open ourselves up to receive His guidance and comfort. Another way to turn to God is to read His Word, the Bible. The Bible is God's inspired Word, and it is full of wisdom, encouragement, and guidance. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 to 17, we read, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." When we read the Bible, we allow God to speak to us and to reveal His will for our lives. We gain wisdom and insight, and we are equipped to face the challenges that come our way. We can also turn to God by seeking the support and encouragement of other believers. In Hebrews chapter 10 verses 24 to 25, we read, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." When we surround ourselves with other believers, we find support and encouragement. We can pray for one another, share our struggles, and lift each other up in times of need. Finally, we can turn to God by trusting in His promises. God has promised to be with us always, to never leave us nor forsake us, and to work all things for our good. When we trust in these promises, we can face whatever comes our way with confidence and courage. In conclusion, when life gets tough, we must remember to turn to God. He is our ultimate source of strength, comfort, and guidance. We can learn from the examples of David and Job, who turned to God in their darkest moments and found hope and peace in His presence. So who do you turn to when life gets tough? Do you turn to God, or do you rely on your own strength and understanding? Remember that God is always with you, and He is ready to hear your prayers, speak to you through His Word, and provide you with the support and encouragement of other believers. Trust in His promises, and know that He is working all things together for your good. As we face the challenges of each day, let us turn to God and find strength in His presence. May we trust in His unfailing love and wisdom, and may we live each day with faith, hope, and courage, knowing that He is with us always. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your love, Your guidance, and Your provision. We know that in the midst of life's challenges, we can turn to You and find strength and comfort in Your presence. Help us to trust in Your promises and to rely on Your wisdom and guidance in all that we do. May we live each day with faith, hope, and courage, knowing that You are with us always. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, chapter 8 and chapter 9. And for the evening, Luke chapter 19 verses 1 to 28. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.